Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hello, good evening, everyone. It is Saturday night, July 6th, 2013. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. We have a wonderful evening of information and healings planned for you, including a trip to Creation Lightship, which we'll do at about the half hour. If everyone wants to get the picture of the light being up on their screen, you can find that either at creationlightship.com or right on the BDS website. Bring that up and Ron will come on and activate that for us for the time we're listening to the show tonight. So hello, Ron.
Hi, so here we go, everybody. Bring up the light beam. We'll bring in the male energies. And here we go. So you may actually see the picture change on your monitor screen. A lot of people see that. And it'll be peace energy coming to you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I would use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So, found out earlier, I guess, an airplane went down in San Francisco. I guess at the airport, I'm not sure, but I just saw a quick picture of it and heard somebody talking about it. So if you have watched that and you're in a little bit of trauma, what you could do is the special event clearing that we have. It's called the Media News Event Trauma Clearing. It's only $20 a month, so they'll probably be talking about it for about a week, I would imagine, if you happen to be tuning into the news. So you may want to get that clearing. Just to help yourself out. And other things, happen too. But that's what that clearing is for, is to disconnect you from that. If you want to hear more information on it, we have a show on January 2nd of this year, 2013. And you could go to the archive, and we have it on the website here on the left side. Just go down there and click on it. And you can hear about that clearing and get your information about it. So, I guess we'll turn it back over to you again, Ann, if you have anything to add about anything.
Okay. I always try to avoid the news, but I did see a picture of that plane that's very horrific to look at. It. However, it doesn't sound like the last I heard that too many people were killed, and it's possible that not even anyone was killed, believe it or not, as bad as it looks. But I think that's a wonderful clearing. Just the visual alone is upsetting enough. And could we have a quick sample of that, Ron, tonight, the media clearing?
Yeah, I'll do one in case it pushed some of your buttons emotionally. So here we go. Just think of how your emotions felt when maybe you heard about it. And this one here will only work on this particular show right now. It will not work on the archives. So here we go. So we can clear that imprinting that you have on that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, that should help you out somewhat. I'm doing some research to maybe put on the website and just general information. So I'm doing research just for movies and maybe TV programs that may have been in the past or new about aliens. So if anybody out there would like to maybe just type in the CLS questions, some of the alien program shows that they've seen in the past, that'd be wonderful. So that way I can get them kind of tabulated. And, people are asking me on different emails which ones they should look at or something or what's out there. And, I just need to get a little database for that. So if you could do that for me, that would be wonderful. and we could have that even posted probably on the website, just for people who might want to be interested in seeing what's available out there. Because there's a lot of stuff, and also if you happen to have seen one that maybe was a good one, a positive alien movie, you could put that down. I imagine there could be a couple of them, but what I understand and by what I've seen, all of them kind of like are not of a positive result, and they're always after people. So if you could send me an email on that, you know, clsquestions@yahoo.com, that'd be wonderful. So let's see what we can do here. I'm thinking about doing, you know, also if you have any particular shows that you have seen besides Alien ones, you know, the Alien movies one and Terminator and you know, Predator, I think, and different things like that. But if you also have movies that you know about time traveling, dealing with timelines, I think there was like Blade Runner, that was one. But if you know about those too, that would be great. So I would appreciate if you could, you know, just take maybe a couple minutes or so just to do that, whatever seems to come to you. Just type it in. Doesn't matter if it's if we get a lot of repeat things or not, there's always something that might be new. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. When we watch movies, if we feel connected or frightened by them, it's a good idea to do a timeline crash, isn't it? After we watch
that
them.
Good. Yeah, yeah. You can do a timeline crash on what you've seen, and even the media clearing could help you out. So,
right, because a movie and TV show is media.
Yep, that's media. So that would help you out a lot. Like I said, it's only like $20 a month, I think. So there are people who do that every month because they're involved with things that come into their awareness and they just want to get rid of it. A timeline crash is very good in case you happen to be on that timeline, living that over and over again. So I guess... We can do a clearing here for people.
NEMA
I'll
online
do a timeline
three,
crash
NEMA.
I guess Mercury in retrograde. So we're going to be doing the show tonight about that a little bit here. I'll just do a timeline crash for the last hour for you. Here we go. One, two, you might feel your body changing. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so we have one person who wrote in fast chat here. Watch Doctor, I think it was who. Yep, so we got one, a VBS program. Continuum is another one on Netflix, so that's good. Premiere. Oh, no, Primer.
Primer.
Yeah, so that's great. Thank you, people, for typing something in. Great. So I guess we'll talk about the program tonight. People are feeling the retrograde energy from Mercury. So I'll turn it back over to you, Anne. You can see if we can pull out of it.
Yes, app. Ron. Okay, we've had a few emails about people are noticing the Mercury retrograde energies, and it makes it hard to think. People often have problems with electronics, problems with paperwork, things just not going right in their lives. And I know that I have gone through Creation Lightship and been disconnected from the planets, and I'm sure that many of our listeners have as well. But apparently this is kind of a strong energy this time. Is that correct, Ron? Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, so
And it could surprisingly affect
Yeah, it's actually maybe a different energy than what we're used to. So what I was thinking people could do to help themselves out would be to do the NATO barcode. And so that clearing gets rid of the situations, planets, you know, your name, everything else. So you type into a box on it, and you could, what I'd suggest doing, since the, I think it started on last month on the 26th, so I'm told, at least by the internet. So you type in June 26th and clear that day, you know, for Mercury in retrograde. So you want to put everything in, you know, June 26th, probably 2013, which is what it is, and then Mercury in retrograde. And do that, and then after the 26th, then do the 27th. And I would probably suggest doing it until the 20th of this month, which is when it's supposed to stop. And then after you do all of that, then I would stay current with it, and each day, maybe in the morning, noon, or night or something, whatever you wish to do. And if you feel more energy by doing it three times, that would be great too. But go in there and do it the day that you're on, and you may start to feel better. I did the clearing for a few people who had big problems, we'll say, with it here, or just didn't feel quite right. And I had to do probably 300 or so different clearings to get it off. So what happens is, because this planet is controlling everybody, and everybody understands what happens when the planet goes at retrograde, I think now the Mercury one happens to deal with, you know, communications and things. But basically, you're probably filled with these energetic implants on the top of your head. And so, like I said, I've did over 300 of these implants on people, and they started to feel a little better. And one person, I think I did 500 on, and that's kind of where it stopped. But, you know, you might go in there and do that clearing, and it could probably help you out quite a bit. So what I'll do for everybody, just to give you the awareness of what it is, I will do 25 of these for you, and we'll take away 25, and then I'll do another 25 to see if you can feel the change on it. So here we go. This is the energetic implants on your head. We have a clearing on the website that's free for the connectors, but this one here, it seems to be much stronger. So here we go. Just sit back, relax, see if you can feel anything get disconnected from the top of your head. One, two, three. Each time I count, we're taking out one implant. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, I guess that's 30. So see how you feel. And I thank the people who started putting stuff in here on the movies here. We got Men in Black. Yeah, that's one. Village of the Damned. 1960 movie, Village of the Damned. Wow, that's something. X-Files, naturally. Super 8, Serenity, I guess. Cowboys versus Aliens. Yeah. So, see how you're doing. And I'll do another 30 of those for you. And your body might be changing a lot. At least you may feel energy leaving you. May become more conscious. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There's 3, which would be times 10, so there's another 30. We've got some more coming up here. Alien movies, Prometheus. Alien Hunters. That sounds like me. Warehouse 13. I haven't seen that one or heard about that. Then we got Mark and Mindy TV show. That goes back quite a ways. Then we have The Black Hole, Lost in Space. You know, we know about being lost in space. And Event Horizon. Wow. Okay. So, let's see if we can get some comments. We have a caller if you want to call in. Just to maybe describe how you felt and how you're feeling maybe before and after. What I think has happened, that most people is kind of getting like brain dead with all these implants and injections of mind control patterns, and maybe you're losing space, losing time, and now you may feel a little more present in your body. Barbarella, that's the one. That's an old one.
Well, I hate to date myself, but I thought of my favorite Martian.
Yeah. Avatar, yeah. Outer Limits, Night Gallery, Avengers. Boy, is that Elf? A-L-F, huh? Okay. War of the Worlds. That's good. Thank you, people. So, we'll wait for a caller, I guess. I'm sure one will call in pretty quick here. Anything else
right.
we could do to help people out a little bit?
Well, I just wanted to follow up with the Mercury retrograde. I did read a little bit about it on the internet, and they talk about mind, you know, it's going to mess with your mind and that kind of thing. So it can only help us to stay heart-centered and not need to be relying too much on the old brain while this is happening. And I just wanted to be clear that we were talking about putting in the dates on the natal barcode clearing. Could we also put in there head connectors or connections from Mercury or something like that on the natal barcode and clear? So
maybe if you want to run it for another time through, you know, that might be another option there. So that yeah, you might want to do that, you know, with different things. So they are head connectors. So
okay.
But at first, I would just strictly do the date and the planet. And then maybe you may want to go a little deeper and do the others. So.
Right.
Okay, so I think we had a caller. Do you have a caller online?
Yes.
They hung up.
Hello, is someone there?
The caller hung up.
Nope, I guess not. Well, I have a few...
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't think anyone's on the phone. Is someone there?
I guess they got disconnected or something, so...
Okay. Well, we do have some emails, Ron. We have a testimonial and a question. It's a little different, but it's a nice testimonial. I'm reading this in reverse, but the person wrote, "The whole emotional lifetime clearing, timeline crashes, and psychic billboard clearing have really helped me with some bad situations in life, and I plan to continue to use them in the future. Thank you." Now, the same person has a question. What healing is best for clearing failure patterns, non-creativity, not being able to live life, and basically being stuck in life and not being able to get started? This was the common theme of my parents' life, and sometimes I feel confused when I look at the healings on your website, and sometimes I can literally feel the imprints running on situations in my life that also happened in my parents' lives.
Boy, I would say that the special barcode one, the newest one, you know, the reoccurring event, whatever that would be, systematic barcode or something, the name's kind of interesting, but it makes sense. I may not say the exact way of saying it, but that one could be, you know, what it is here. Problematic barcode. There we go. So just type that in. That could help you. I was also thinking of maybe a seven-generational clearing you may want to do with that. And, geez, you might even have the curses, hexes, spells coming in. Now, if you feel stuck,
right,
and if you, you know, don't feel like things are working well, then you may want to do the self-empowerment clearing. That's a very nice one to just to do to get yourself propelled back into life. And I think that's like $50 for 6 weeks or something, and that one might help you out a lot. But it sounds like you're repeating your parents' past. You could figure out one situation that you're dealing with and that they dealt with and do a timeline crash for them and, you know, for that situation, and then also continue on, and maybe even go year by year. Then from there, go into your life. The self-empowerment one is probably a very good clearing to do. That could maybe get you unstuck. Now, if you have a problem where you're kind of like paralyzed where you are, and you can't really move on, and you don't know why you can't get motivated after doing that self-empowerment one, you may want to do the ley line clearing. Maybe you're being stuck in a certain location, and that ley line is keeping you there, and maybe even the grid line one. So they're both pretty similar. But I would first do those other clearings and do that one last. So, boy, close encounters, this is great. People are responding. This is wonderful. ET, we got on there naturally. Looper, aha. Uh-huh. And time bandits, that's good. So, we'll see what else we can pick up there. Very good, people. But yeah.
Well, I have an email saying 12 monkeys. That was a good one.
They have the triphides, I guess, or something. Wow.
I'm sorry, Ron, what was that?
I don't know. It looks like Day of the Triphides. I mean, I just went off here on my fast check.
Oh, okay.
Refreshing a couple of times here. You know where it went. I'll just refresh. Anyway, you might know what it is there, so. Anyway, that's kind of what I would suggest. If anybody else has an idea what to do with that same situation, might be good if you could type something in, too. Maybe you had a similar situation where your parents were kind of like stuck to on yourself in the same situation.
Back to the natal barcode, Ron. You could put in, of course, your birth date, and that's the most important thing, but any dates that are events that you might have in common with your parents. Wouldn't
that's
that be
correct.
Good, too?
Oh.
Like
yep.
birthdays
uh-huh.
and parties and family events. Okay, we have a couple of requests, Ron, for more timeline crashes. Would it be possible to do some? Oh, we have a caller. Okay. Hello?
Hello? Yes, hi.
Go ahead.
I'm just calling to ask about, I did a 3-month body jump start for my dad. And anyways, so he had pain in his body and all that, and all the pain has gone now. But he had an episode where he went a little bit insane, and now he's fine, but he's still getting repeating letters in his head, like sounds of letters all the time.
Hmm.
Are you there?
I don't know what clearing to do for that. Maybe
yeah.
It could be a mind loop problem, maybe. Maybe that got connected. Are they the same?
Yeah, he was saying when he had that episode, he had like all these voices in his head, and then he ended up in the hospital, but then after that all the pain was gone. So he had some kind of a episode after doing all the 3-month body jump start. And all the pain's gone, but now he's got this mind looping business. So
I'd probably do the mind loop clearing on him.
Okay, is there two different ones or?
There's a mind loop one. So just do the mind loop one clearing.
Okay, mind loop one. Thanks. Thanks, Ron. Bye bye.
You're very welcome. We got a couple more movies. That's like Tremors. Somebody typed in here, and then we have. The 12 Monkeys, Twilight Zone, The Exorcist, Heaven Can't Wait. Well, so. Ventures.
Okay.
Morocco Banzai, I guess. Split second. Boy, you people are out there watching lots of movies. Okay, let's go to the light ship. It's about that time. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. But if you're listening to us on an archive, then you need to go to our next week's session a week from today or one of the Saturdays. So you can go to the light ship because you can only go up on the light ship when you're listening live. So here we go. Going up, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And if you are on an archive, you'll feel a wonderful peace energy coming. And we're there now. And we'll go into the detox room. This is where we have a hot tub. We all have our own separate hot tubs, naturally. And here we go. There. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're going to go into a room that is purple in color. And here we go. Purple energy is coming your way, so you want to request one healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And they're showing me water again, and I see some ducks. So we'll go in the water and be with the ducks. So here comes the duck energies from the light ship. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go in where the bumblebees are. That's a really nice room. We can ride on the bumblebees, too. They're very large. So here comes the bumblebee energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room that has the bubbly oxygen. That's a very nice room to be in also. So take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And going into another room. And this room has the deer energy. And again, request healing. So stronger, 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 more energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's go into another location. And let's go into a room that has, looks like the fawns here. So it's deers, now we're having the fawns coming in. These look a little different. Maybe they're not fawns. There might be something else that looks like a fawn, but here they are. So one, two, three, four, and five. And also we have the room that has the silver dollar fish. So here they come. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we're going to where they have dragonflies. So here they go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go into one more room. We'll go into a room that has more water going into the room with the whales, so here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. That feels pretty good. I want to go into, I guess, one final room here. I will go into the room that works with pain release room. So stronger, getting rid of the pain, stronger, 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 and stronger, releasing that pain. And now we're going to come back from the light chips, or our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us. Coming back down. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Feels good. Okay. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that was really, really wonderful. We had discussed, we, of course, as always, love to hear from people if they saw anything or anything, you know, particularly felt something happen while they were on the light ship. So you can put that into the fast chat, and we would love to share that. We're talking about all of these movies, and a listener wrote in that one time he wanted to share a movie, and you said, well, that's kind of dark and negative. And I imagine the reason that sometimes, you know, you don't really want to mention those movies or talk about, like, kind of what we're talking about tonight, all the E.T. movies, is what you see that's going on in the world. And now I think things have shifted a little, right, and you're just realizing there's so many movies and everyone's watching them anyway, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Initially, when you had a few of them, you know, and they were pretty scary, naturally you could bring the energy to you. Well, the energy has been here because people are watching it, so it's a mass consciousness already. So I don't know
right.
if it's going to really affect you that much more by bringing up a movie. If it does, then you can do timeline crashes on it, which would be very good. So if you do think of a movie and you get a scene, and maybe you're a little terrorized or feel sick about it or whatever, you know, then do a timeline
mm-hmm.
crash on it. That would be great. So, boy, I'm trying to see. Do you know of any other movies, Anne, that you can think of?
Sure. I'm not sure if someone put in Starman yet. District 9, K-Pax. I thought of a lot, actually. well, someone said E.T. Contact. That's an old one. There are some, well, Star Wars.
Oh, we got Sarah, yes. That's one with clones.
Right. Funny one, Brother from Another Planet.
Okay.
Men in Black.
Yeah. That's a lot out there. And, you know, a lot of them, a few could be kind of funny, but most typically don't... you know, treat humans too well.
Right, right.
So let's do a clearing here for, I guess, just anxiety. In fact, we need to have a caller or at least somebody on the fast chat. I want to see what those head connectors did for you. So if we can get a caller about head connectors, that would be great. I'd like to know if you felt your body change or shift, or if you're maybe a little more conscious, you know, just to find out how you felt. We got rid of about 60 of them. So I'll just do a clearing for, we'll just bring in some more peace. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So back to you.
Okay, well, we have a nice Creation Lightship visit testimonial. The fawns and silver dollarfish and dragonfly energy was great. she saw the silver dollar fish spinning around, and it was very flashy and bubbly. So that's lovely that someone had that experience, and the peace energy feels great, Ron. Thank you so much for that. Throughout all of the questions and things when people have asked about healings and stuff tonight, I keep going back to the water charging clearing that you have on your website, or I shouldn't say clearing, it's a water charging. And I do that one a lot, so I was doing it today, and I left open the page, and I thought, in case people don't do it, it costs a dollar. And I would just read, if that's okay with you, Ron, some of the things that are our options to do to activate the water for. So you can put source energy into your water, and it's a very long list, so I wouldn't even read the whole thing, but anxiety relief, angelic joy drinking water is the first one. Then you can clear all seven of your chakras, and, you know, you might have an issue, you know, let's say you have a headache or something, then you might want to do, you know, your, would that be your seventh chakra, Ron, or your first? I always get mixed up about that. But if there's a part of your body that's having difficulty, it could be chakra related, and you could run that. Then if you have ever listened to a show, Ron has several times activated the divine source energies. There are 12 of them. Well, you can activate the drinking water with each of those 12 energies. And perhaps if you have listened to those shows, you might get a certain feeling from one of the energies more than the other, and you could choose that, or you could do all of them at different times. You only do one at a time, of course. Then there's emergency first aid, EMF radiation, energy boosting, entity clearing for earth-based entities, entity clearing for off-planet parasites, and it goes on and on. I mean, I would take up the whole rest of the show if I kept reading them all. But I just think that for some reason, that kept popping into my mind today when people were asking for different things to be cleared. Is there anything you could recommend for what's going on in the world right now, Ron, that would be a particularly good water for us?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Everything boils down to peace, so that's kind of it. I have a question on the fast chat from M. So why is it more or less okay to watch an alien movie but not play a video game? Well, when you're watching a movie, you're not necessarily attached to it or going into it. You could be. What I'm saying is, as you watch a movie, you're not completely 100% involved with it. Now, when you play a video game, you are in that game because your fingers are moving, your eyes are watching it, and you're more conscious of what's happening. But not always, but typically that would be the case. So you're actually getting your fingers involved in it, where in a movie you're just using your eyes. Emotions can play into either one of those. But a video game is typically you're dealing with something that is brought here by somebody. And I could be wrong at this here, but I think most video games are dealing with trying to eliminate something, kill something, shooting at something. I could be wrong at this here, but all the ones that I've seen kind of work that way. So it's you against something else, and you're trying to win. So that's probably what you're doing. So you're training yourself to be less sensitive for things dying. So I think we got a beep. I heard a caller, maybe. So we have a caller online?
Yes. Hello?
Yes.
Is someone there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. I was calling because you requested a response about the head connectors.
Yep.
Yes,
go ahead.
Great.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I felt a little bit clearer. What I also wanted to say is, I get hit a lot, almost every other day with headaches and stuff. And, like, I feel them usually right after I have, like, a big win with a either a timeline crash or one of the other healings. Like, it's so weird. It's like I'll do the healing or whatnot, and then I'll go about my day. And, you know, right on time, you know, that headache will always come up. And I was actually going to ask Ron, you know, what's really causing that? Is there something else going on, or is it just me adjusting to the energy? Even though every time it comes up, I do the alien attack page, and then it goes away again. So I'm assuming I just got a lot of their junk, a lot of their
yeah.
stuff going on.
Or they love you a lot, you know. I think most people who do the clearing don't really have that much of an after effect after it. So I would just maybe think that you might have to do actually more than what you're doing to maybe get rid of them. Maybe you got rid of 80% of them, and there could be a few more hanging on, and they definitely want to reattach to you some way. You know, so you might try to do some more timeline crashes on it. How many timeline crashes are you doing? Are you doing over 100 of them?
I kind of get confused about it, but usually what I do is I type in, I want to do one timeline crash per minute in the little customized thing. And
uh-huh.
then I just do it for like I do it for like 60 minutes.
Okay, that's good. 60 of them. You might move it up to maybe, if your body can take it, you might do two at once maybe, and maybe double what you're doing and see what happens. I think a lot of people are having a greater success by doing about 100 of them. And
well,
then
actually,
see how
I tried
your body
that.
Is responding.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, yes, uh-huh.
I tried that with the timeline crashes, and I got really confused because some of them I would, you know, I'm really feeling like I would feel it immediately, and I kind of know the feeling now. It's usually right in the dead center of my heart, and it starts to feel really great, and I feel lighter and clearer. But usually when I do less of them, I actually feel something. But when I type in, like I was actually, when I first started, I was actually doing like 500 a day, trying to just, you know, but for one each, trying to get something. And some of them did something, and some of them didn't do anything. So I was like, is anything happening? Is my connection out or anything? But then when I started doing them at 60, I felt stuff again. So it was kind of like back and forth. But this thing with my head, I actually did do a timeline crash for it. I didn't really feel anything for that. So, but when I do the alien head connector removal, it does fix it for like that hour. So
yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
So what I do is I would probably do more of the timeline crashes than what you're doing, even if you don't feel it, because sometimes they may not be connected to your emotional or your feeling body and your feeling body, okay? It could be some other body that we know maybe even nothing about, and they're hooking up that way. So
okay.
If you have an issue on something, then the issue, you know, could be even in the mental realm, and you may not even feel that. So I would just
I have another question.
You know,
with the timeline crashes, can you do one or two different subjects at the same time? Like, say, for instance, I do one for the headaches, and then another one is for, like, money issues or something, and I run both of them for the same amount of time. Would that... Does that mess up the light beings?
No, it wouldn't mess them up, but I don't think I would change issues myself, okay? Because you're going to want to know if something is going on. You could probably focus on what you're doing better than having more than one issue up, because you're working with the energy for an issue. So I don't think I would switch issues. You could put up, you know, a screen that run, you know, more light infusion into you, that would work fine. But I don't think I would change an issue. Just play the issue out till you're done with it.
So one issue at a time.
Yeah, that's what I would do, yeah. And you could put up another screen. I had some people say they put up 5 screens. I don't know if I would do that many myself. You know, you could probably, you know, try a couple of screens up, and that way you can get twice as much done on it. And just see how your body responds to it. But remember, everybody's different. There's
some
person out there right now who, you know, has tried to doubling their amount by having two screens, and they may have felt kind of funny or strange and they don't want to do it, when other people may say, yeah, I do too all the time. But remember, the issues change, and, you know, you just have to be a little more careful or you know, use your, you know, senses to see how your body's doing. Because it could be,
okay,
you know,
well, another question then is, so it, with this headache thing, I just put up two screens and set them both for like 100 minutes. So that'd just be like double
work.
Reaction?
Yes, uh-huh. Because you're getting rid of more timelines, yeah.
Okay, do I have to say how many timelines I want done within that, or just put up 100 minutes and just trust that the light beings will know what to do?
Normally you program it for, you know, a minute or two or three per timeline.
So just program it like normally? Just to
you could try that.
I
think most people go back in it again and reset it. So I don't know how that page will be interfaced with the light beams if you don't do it manually. So I don't know.
No, I'm fine with doing it manually. I was just wondering.
Yeah, I would do it manually because that's the way it is set up, and you're giving them a command. Remember, everything that you do is a command. So that's why everything works in the moment, you know, and it's kind of very methodical. So, you know, I would do it, you know, one after each other. And I know it's time-consuming, but you may find out that your headache or whatever problem you're having could disappear that way.
Okay, but I can run, say, for instance, the headache one with another screen running headaches at the same time to get it both done.
That's what you could do,
more timelines at once,
quicker. Yeah, and just kind of see how your body's responding, you know. Maybe somebody, one person I believe mentioned they did 20 screens at one time. And so I can't recommend that for anybody, but this person was doing 20 screens. And when I heard that, I thought, you know, and I would definitely, you know, not do 20 screens for the space-time one. The other one, you know, since the person did it, it worked good for them. But, you know, if you're going to do that many, I would strongly recommend to do it a day that you're not going to be going to work, or you could be maybe a little dysfunctional the next day in case energy comes in too strong. Remember, we're just dealing with energy here, and your body has to integrate it. So that's the problem that we have living here, that we have a body, and the body has to be able to make the connection, you know, to bring in more energy, and you could get really tired. So you want to be definitely careful of what you're doing. That's all that I can say on it. But give it a try doing two screens.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Okay, so back
to
you.
We're glad to hear you're feeling some improvement in your life.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Yep, that was my only question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you
now,
for calling.
Can I ask a question, though? Have you ever tried the water charging for your headaches?
No, I've never done any of the water stuff or any of the, like...
You might want to try that.
Yeah.
So it's on the left side of the website, and you just click on the water activation.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
And the skin misting water might work, too. You can do that in there also. You know, get, you know, a couple glasses or so of skin misting water. And you might even try just to, might sound kind of weird, but dump it on your head, you know. I wouldn't have it ice cold or anything, but who knows?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey.
Okay, well, thank you, caller. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Now, I thought I might have heard another beep. Is there someone else on the line?
Hi. Yeah, there is. Hi. I wanted to add to that last caller. If I want to run my timelines longer than 100 minutes, I run them up to like 1,500 minutes or even sometimes up to 3,000 minutes for the same issue. And then it just like runs like for 24 hours constantly. And I believe, you know, that crashes a lot of timelines. But hi, this is Janice. I don't know if we have any time left or not, but I was calling for a testimonial of the Mercury retrograde. I was trying to remember what I was calling for. I felt that very, very, very strongly, Ron. And earlier today, I was feeling pain in my left side of my head, and it was like shooting out of my side of my head. And I was, I did receive a phone call, like right when you were describing all that of what to do for the Mercury retrograde. And I didn't catch what you said, but I feel very, very like, I feel very, very, very strange right now after you did those implant clearings, and I still feel strange. So I'm wondering what to do about that. And also I had, I feel numbed out. I can't remember my brain. I was trying to remember some TV shows that I used to watch, like, I'm pretty old, so I mean, I was maybe a teenager, and I believe, I can't remember the name of the TV show, but it was either called Invasions or Aliens. Maybe somebody out there knows what I'm talking about, but when people would know that there was an alien present in their presence, their pinky finger would stand straight up, and that would tell everybody that person was an alien. I don't know if anybody remembers that TV show or not, but I, for the life of me, cannot remember the name of it. But I remember the pinky finger standing straight up. And recently there was just another alien TV show out there, too, and it was about a lot of water, and it was about lights coming out of the water, and then the lights would take over these people, and then they would take the people, stuff them, and then the people would come back onto the planet and play out their characters as clones. And that one was really recent, and I can't remember the name of it. I feel very strange right now. And then the recent, there was a cute, it was a movie, and it was called Safety Not Guaranteed. And that one was a timeline art.
Oh, that was good. You know, excuse me, Jess, we're getting really close to the end. You're such a delightful caller, and we appreciate you calling in so much. And that is a great movie, Safety Not Guaranteed. But so go ahead, just finish up what you wanted to say, and then we'll have to say goodnight.
Well, I'll say goodnight, because I'll say goodnight. I just wanted to know what to do for this weirdness feeling in my head. What do I need to do to clear more implants?
Okay, yeah, you want to go on the natal chart clearing, the natal barcode clearing,
okay.
And you type in there, you start off with the 26th of June, 2013, and then you also type in the Mercury in retrograde. So you type all that in, and you run it. And then after you do that, then do the 27th. Just same thing, just change the date. And do it all the way up till, I think, the 20th of this month. Now, after you do that, then you probably want to stick on it and go each day. You know, like tomorrow would be whatever date it would be here. If you did it tonight, then tomorrow would be the 7th. So then do it for, you know, July 7th, and then Monday, July 8th. And that could probably help you, because this is taking out the alien implants, the head connectors that's hooked up to you. And that's
wonderful.
What you want to do is get back into this present moment and get rid of those multiple connectors on the top of your head.
All right, great. Thanks. Good night.
Okay. So everybody,
good night. Thank you, Dennis.
Appreciate all the different inputs here that we have here. We got Cocoon listed here, Short Circuit. Let's see here. In case anything else is here. Astronaut's Wife. Haven't seen that one. But anyway, Body Snatchers. Oh, yeah. So, interesting how we know of all these movies now, and it's bound to awaken some people, at least to think that, where are these things coming from? And the, most of the movies that's more recent are dealing with this here, like Battle L.A. and different things like that, and a lot of them dealing with alien stuff. You know, it's not like the old days where they had some kind of romance movie or something, you know. Now it's all stuff where kind of is conditioning you for what the future could be like. The Abyss, that's one too. So everybody, thank you. And
thank you so much, everyone.
Well, thank you. We'll see you on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific.
And thank you so much for all your input. Right, and for all your input on the fast chat. Goodbye. And there are a bunch of emails that we didn't have time to get to, so I hope you can listen on Monday, and the co-hosts will try to get to them then. Thank you. Bye.